Before I read a statement, the bill I'm talking about comes as a result of a negative Supreme Court decision that happened maybe 5 years ago, and it happened that Scalia wrote the decision contrary to the intent of legislation I got passed. And it happens that Breyer wrote the dissent agreeing with my position. I don't know how many times I've run into Breyer in the last 5 years that he always said, well, when are you going to get that legislation passed overturning the Supreme Court decision? So that happened last night. Now I'm going to read. There's a lot of news this week about big personalities butting heads in Washington. Sniping and public arguments make for easy headlines, but I've always said this should be a city about ideas and the work that we do on behalf of those we represent. Long after this senator or this president or any other elected official leaves Washington, the ideas and the work will remain. So that's why, instead of talking about personalities today, I want to talk about the good work being done that will really help Iowans. Senator Franken, a Democrat from Minnesota that I don't often agree with, and I have been working to fix the bankruptcy code intended to help family farmers. We came up with a bill called the Family Farmer Bankruptcy Clarification Act that would rectify a flaw in the law that put family farmers at a serious disadvantage when falling on hard times. Since farmers have their assets tied up in farmland, or at least a great deal of their assets tied up in farmland, it can be a struggle to reorganize debt when filing for bankruptcy. In turn, that led to some farmers in Iowa and Minnesota and elsewhere losing a business that's been in the family for generations. After final approval in Congress yesterday, that bipartisan measure is on its way to the president's desk. Underneath the disagreements and controversies and the headlines, there's real work getting done to help real people. And as I indicated to you, the Supreme Court interpreted a law differently than we intended, and we had to correct that. And I think the legislation stems from problems we've found with farmers reorganizing under Chapter 12 because of the going way back to the crises of 1980s depression, when we lost about 30,000 family farming units in Iowa. Then we didn't get the tax laws corrected until maybe in the 90s. And the problem was that farmers sell land, or farmers, if they sold land to get reorganized and they had to pay taxes on it, the government stood first in line to get the taxes. So then there wasn't any money to reorganize, or at least less money to reorganize, and then the farmer's out of business. So we were going to put the government at the tail end of the creditor's line, I guess you would say, if that's the right language. And then, of course, Scalia said, well, it was passed as part of the bankruptcy laws, and it should have been passed as part of the tax laws. And I don't know if that's the only reason he said it was unconstitutional, but Breyer took a different point of view, and this is where we are. And so it passed last night as part of the rescue of Puerto Rico, of Texas, Florida, and the Virgin Islands.